This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Gentlemen, this is Bing Crosby. I have a few little things prepared for you tonight, which I hope will prove diverting. Here's a song that certainly seems appropriate for this time of the year. The wintry breezes do blow.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts to glow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside, so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Plenty of ice and cold, but we just keep the love light in our hearts to glow.
Looks like a long, long winter.
But baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share.
Gonna be cold.
Record breaking,
gonna be warm and
shaking. So we'll
cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, summer is far away, away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Station is filled with lineups of hardy individuals carrying ready wet skis on their shoulders and 40-pound boots on their feet, their Tyrolean hats complete with brush, ski chain, edelweiss, and blue cross ties. Funny thing, I've known a lot of folks who have had the ski bug, and I've got to admire them a lot, from a respectable distance, of course. These characters wait for a year to head to the close. Some of them even set up trips to Switzerland, Austria, and the Tyrol, just for a little fishing. They don't get highly registered at a hotel before they're on a ski tour or a table lift. And blam, then it happens. They're in traction for the rest of their vacation and a good part of their work time. As one callous forest ranger said, show me a broken ski and I'll find you a guy with a broken leg to match. But I got to hand it to him. They're great forest ski bugs. As far as I'm concerned, I'll settle for hacking with a golf ball or flipping the cutty hump around a little for my relaxation. Of course, as you know, America has no priority on ski enthusiasts. They're all over the world. Even the people in the equatorial belt head for the really high mountains in the hopes they're going to find some snow. But I'll bet you one thing, I bet it comes as distinct news to a lot of skiers that their favorite sport is over 4,000 years old. It's proof positive that they were skiing around 2500 BC, and this group was discovered in Stone Age strata in Sweden. And because it was dug up in Hoting, that's H-O-T-I-N-G, the oldest of all skis, it's called the Hoting Ski. I don't know what the first splint was called. Later, rock carvings were found in northern Norway, which depicts two men on skis hunting elk. Archaeologists figure that these carvings date from somewhere around 2000 BC. Well, by the time historians and court reporters started to use quill and parchment, there was ample evidence that the Greeks, Turks, Chinese, and Russians all used skis for transportation, for hunting, and war. A Byzantine word slinger named Procopius, he wrote his finished skis. Other scribes referred to skis as being wooden horses, and used by both the Turks and the Chinese. See, I wonder what the Chinese word for slipping is. Probably skiing or shoe thing or something.
You think the skiers take this sport seriously today?
Well, the Norwegians had a goddess of skiing named Skadi. Mention of her, you'll find, is made in Norwegian literature dating from about 800 after death. And here's a parallel for a contemporary domestic problem. The goddess of skiing, that's Skadi again, was reputed to have jilted her husband and returned to the mountains to ski. She's skedaddled, you might call it. Seems that but they had their troubles too. There's even a monument to skiing. Up in Uppsala, Sweden, it is. It was hewn out of the rock around 1050 AD, and there's nothing new about the sport being celebrated in song and verse throughout the Scandinavia. And here's a tale which could have been reenacted today. It's a story of heroism involving a Laplander. This fellow was held prisoner by the Russians in the remnant of the many Russo-Finnish circuses. He was forced by the Muscovites to guide their ski troops against his people. But his courageous Lap led the Russian troops right over a precipice to his and their death. I suppose to the ardent skier, that's a beautiful way to go. All this happened about 700 years ago. You know, the first mailmen to use skis were Norwegians. But in 1856, O.C. Thompson was alleged to have used skis to carry the mail over the mountains right here in California. Says here that the first ski jump was made off the roof of the cow shed. And there are a lot of early records of great Scandinavian skiers, which the crew make the present day lads look a little pale. One fellow picked up the clothing from the slopes while executing a shirt, changed his clothes, and drank a glass of beer. How about trying that on your flat sometime, fellas? The one who didn't carry a few pairs of smorgasbord down with him for an encore. And there was another superman from the past. He got in the race a few hours late, but still came in show. That's in the third hole. He skied 15 miles home and found that his stable had been tracked by a bear. Giving chase to old Bruin for 40 miles, he killed the beast, then brought the meat and skins back home in two trips. In all, he skied 373 miles in 1 week. This story's been talking after Munchausen. So, kids, if you insist on skiing, have fun, stay out of splints. Me, I'll buy some attractive postcards of the float. Look at it in the newsreel. That will satisfy me nicely.
We join up with the Rhythm Airs now. We're off on a sleigh ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Let's look at the snow.
We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Just holding your hand.
We're driving along with the song of a regular fairy land.
Our sheep are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take that rosy chorus and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home on Farmer's Day. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we watch the chestnuts pop, 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 pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll merely be like a picture print by Korea and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ring, jingling, jingling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take that rosy chorus and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ooh, ooh, there now. Ready, you do. Ooh, everybody else.
Robin and Ranger wrote a great song for a picture I was in, a picture called Here Is My Heart, years ago. And it's become more or less of a standard with me on this time of year. A beautiful thing, beautiful lyrics, beautiful melody, too. It's called June and January.
It's June and January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical smile. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
And so we come to the end of another happy chore for this week. It's been most enjoyable. I hope that you have a fine weekend. And I hope, too, that I'll be seeing you on Monday.
Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again on Monday, won't you?
For the latest and greatest in music, for some sensational surprises, don't miss Andre Baruch, the host this Sunday on CBS Radio's All-Star program on a Sunday afternoon. Remember the great salute they did to Bing a short time ago? Well, this Sunday is a salute to Jerome Kern, plus music from the soundtrack album of The Bridges of Toko Ri, and the premiere of songs from the soon-to-open Broadway musical Plain and Fancy. It's all on a Sunday afternoon over most of these stations, following the Philharmonic Symphony. You enjoy the Symphonette every Sunday in the daytime hours on the CBS Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Amos Connect.